this is your girl, Gemini, Chanel, Nicole. Welcome. So today, I want to talk about this whole situation, like us dealing with this whole COVID-19 situation. Why haven't we didn't receive no stimulus check money? Like, I just want to know, like, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And I really think that we should just all get together around voting time and vote those clowns out the White House. I'm going to tell you that now. It's a lot of people out here that's going through a lot of stuff. Financial-wise, living situation-wise, food-wise, all that. Let me tell you something. I happened to be on YouTube one day, and I actually seen that a lot of people were getting evicted in Houston because they have not received no type of stimulus money, no type of nothing to help them with their, you know, situation at home. So it's just, to be honest with you, I'm very disappointed in those guys. Like, you would really think that they would take this situation seriously, but they really didn't. They really don't care. We are actually in September. I just like, bro, there's a lot of people out here that's getting evicted. There's a lot of people that need this money. You know what I'm saying? And they just playing around. And I really think that they should just go ahead and just remove themselves. And if they don't remove themselves, then we as the United States citizens should go ahead and vote them out. Because how come other places overseas, when their people go through something, they make sure they get everything they need with no type of issue, no problem, no hesitation. They take care of their people in certain countries and stuff like that. So why is it that when we need something, our government just plays around like, hey, let's just keep playing around with these guys. They'd be all right. No, it's a lot of people that really needs help. And when we need help, y'all not giving us what we need. We actually voted for y'all to actually come in this White House or this building and do what you're supposed to do. And you mean to tell me that you can't do what you're supposed to do because you want to sit here and y'all want to argue back and forth? I don't care about no Republicans, no Democrat, none of that. Y'all need to really, like, squash that little childish ass debate high school thing y'all got going on and come together as one and send out these damn stimulus checks. Because for real, we don't have time to be dealing with y'all arguing with each other about dumb stuff. We need y'all to come together as one to come up with an agreement so we all can just get what we need and keep everything up and flowing. But right now, everything is starting to dry up because they are like, to be honest with you guys, the first time we got the stimulus check, it wasn't an issue. But now, it's time for the second go-round. Now y'all playing? Like, come on now. Y'all need to stop playing. Y'all need to stop fucking playing. It's just getting on my nerves. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of the BS. You know what I'm saying? Somebody really needs to get in there and tell them about this stuff. And even with this chick, what's her name? Candace Owens. She's nothing but a clown. And I want to say this. You are nothing but an Uncle Tom. How dare you fix your fucking mouth. Excuse my language, y'all. But I'm going to just say this. I'm going to be this straight how it is. How dare you assassinate a black man like the way you did? First of all, you have no right to disrespect George Floyd. You don't have no right to come out your mouth and say the shit that you said about this man. You don't know nothing about this man. Only thing is, they paid you to say those nasty, mean things about this man. And you did not give a damn. How can you fix your mouth and say you're an activist? You're not an activist for us. You are a fucking traitor. You are a Uncle Tom. And for you to sit there and try to talk down on Cardi B, yeah, Cardi B does act a little crazy and belligerent and whatever. Okay, so what? That's how she got rich, because of her personality. So what? But for you to sit there and you really, really, really took it too far when you actually said something about her husband being black. You said that this lady married a man that most likely to kill her. So what you saying is all black men are killers? Then you said all black men are cop killers. Last time I checked, the cops was killing black men. The cops was killing black women, children, grandparents, grandmothers, uncles, nieces, aunts, fathers, daughters. And you come out your mouth and say you an activist? You're not speaking up about things that should be spoken about. You only speaking about shit that is going to pacify the wrongdoers. And make it seem like what they did was actually right when they was actually wrong. That man did not have no fucking reason to put his knee on that man's neck like that. He put excessive force on that man's neck. And that will cause him to lose his consciousness and whatever else they did to him. And it actually killed him. This man is no longer here to actually watch his daughter graduate. Get married. Grow up. Be in his grandchildren's life when she actually have children when she end up being grown. I'm speaking because my father was black. My brother is black. My nephew is black. Excuse me, my nephews is black. My nieces is black. I'm black. And you black yourself. You are a fucking Uncle Tom. You just like them slaves that turned us in for a fucking piece of gold. And that's what you're doing now. This is nothing but history repeating itself. And I really think that racism should be punished. I really feel like if you're being racist, you need to be put in jail. And you need to be punished. Because I sat there and I watched so much racism happen for over the years, even back before I was born, and it disgusts me. And to actually sit here and have to be around the same stuff that Martin Luther King marched about, and he spoke peace back then, and we still didn't get no peace. We were supposed to get treated equally, and we still not getting treated equally. And it's just too much. It's just too much. And I shouldn't have to be worried about what might happen to my family members or whatever. You know, like, it's I'm going to be honest with you guys. The only thing we need to do is just come together as one, and we need to get on top of certain things. And I really think that those people that's in those government offices is not doing what they're supposed to do. They need to be voted out now and ASAP because how can y'all say that y'all gonna make America great again? I haven't seen America been great. Not one time. Obama did try to do a little something, but he also did a little type of little messed up stuff too. He not perfect, but I can say this, we never had dealt with no stuff like this. It's terrible. This whole situation with this COVID-19, the racism, it's terrible. And it has gotten out of hand. It's time to stop this foolishness and get rid of this bad situation. You know what I'm saying? And also, y'all, please, please, please stop going places when you know you're sick. If you know you're sick, stay the hell at home and quarantine yourself. Quarantine yourself. Stay the hell at home. Please do not go out there and infect nobody with no bullshit. Stop it. I currently now I have a dog I gotta be cautious with my dog too, because I'm not gonna let my dog go around even in everybody, because now the dogs can catch it too. And I don't have time to be dealing with my dog being sick, and I don't have time for me getting sick, or my mama, or anybody else that's close to me that I love and care about. So right now, I'm actually just sitting in the house, enjoying my little day off, because I have to basically get myself together to go to my regular job. I have been working at the club lately, and we have been going through a lot of different changes and rules and stuff, because I also dance. So, at first, you know, we had our boss, Mike, and he really was a good, you know, boss or whatever. You know, he literally kept this thing rolling. When we first was dealing with this pandemic situation, he did what he could to actually make sure everybody made money. And when he first opened the club back up, he did not charge us no type of money. And I was fine with that, because he's like, I know y'all just trying to get back on y'all feet and this, that, and the third. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to charge y'all no tipping, no house fee, no nothing. And it was great, because he showed some type of consideration. So it was just only him and his wife. So as soon as people started seeing that we opened back up, we were getting a little business, we were making a little money, everything was good. But then, like, the people that used to be managers there, they started to slowly hang around, act like they're his friend. Talk to them. Next thing you know, they start working back at there again. Then, what make it even more crazy, they try to come and take over. Charging us money. Extra money. Because at first it was like $20. Excuse me. It went from $20 to $30. Then it went from $30 to $40. Then it went from $40 and went to $50. Now, it's $50. Then it go up to 100, then it go up to 150, and then it go up to 200. And I really feel like right now, they should not be charging us that type of money. Especially when we are, like, going through this little pandemic situation. I understand y'all trying to make y'all money and all that, this, that, and the third, but baby, bless me, y'all. My allergies messed up. But I just, I don't know, you know, and I feel like they backstabbers, because one thing about Mike never did us like that. Mike wanted us to make money. Long as we do right by him, he do right by us. But you got these people here, they not worrying about us. They want us to make the money. They want us to make the money. But then you have shitty ass security guards. So, what happened last night was somebody broke into somebody's car and they stole their money and some other stuff, and an altercation broke out where guys was getting real rowdy and crazy, and people were saying that weapons was drawn and they was about to get the shoot and blah, 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 blah. So, my first thing was, let me get my tail up out here. And then a friend of mine had my dog in the truck, but he had the truck parked right directly where these guys were acting dumb at. So I kept telling him, like, move the fucking truck out the way, because if something happened, I don't want the truck to get, fuck the truck, I don't want my dog to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So he's just sitting there talking about something. Oh, yeah. So he told me he wait for his friend, and she in there running her fucking mouth, and I'm like, girl, come on. They acting dumb. Then the other girl was like, ain't nothing going out there. I just seen what happened, bro. Like, you might don't care about nothing, but I do. And I ain't got time for it, because I'm trying to tell you. If something were to pop off and something would happen, I'm trying to tell you. And I said, if something happened, I'm going to come back and I'm going to flip this club upside down. All because he want to be dumb. So you know what I did? I fussed at him and I told him, move this damn truck, and he moved the truck. And she finally came outside. Then after we left, another situation broke out. Some girls got to fighting. Oh, we should have stayed. We missed all the action. I don't care about no damn action. I don't care about them girls fighting. They weave getting thrown across the street. I don't care. I'm trying to get back to safety. It's too much going on. Bad enough, like, people are actually going crazy because this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just too much going on. And it's getting worse. Because even when I talked to my mom, my mom was like, it's getting worse. It's going to get worse out here. And it is. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. And you got people that still out here shopping at these outlets, going places, traveling, like, hey, like, we not going through no pandemic. Like, yes, the hell we is. We going through a lot of crazy shit right now. You even got pets that's getting sent to dog shelters because they owners can't take care of them no more. And it's sad because, like, I had never seen so much stuff like that ever. Ever. And the reason why I got a dog is because of my protection in my house. Because it's so much going on. It's too much going on right here. I don't trust nobody. I don't fuck with nobody. Excuse my language. I don't trust nobody. So, if anything, yes, I got my dog for protection. Yes, I did. And I have my gun in here for protection because I have the right to bear arms. My dog is going to hear something before I do. So, why not? He's a good dog. He's actually a bully. He's 2 years old. His name's Juice. He's my little baby. He over here asleep. I'm looking at him right now. I love Juice. That's my baby. I don't have no kids, so he's my four-legged child. So, yeah, he's a good dog. But yeah, y'all, like, it's just too much going on. It's like, I feel like, why y'all charging us all this money for y'all to pay a security guard that really don't even do nothing for us? Like, and then, oh Lord, what really set the police off? No, what really set the dude off is when one of the cops was white and he actually pushed him. And when he pushed him, oh God, he took that to the screen. Going off. And the police was like, why are we out here again? He was like, get the fuck on, you ain't gonna do nothing. Going, I mean, I'm talking about he going off on everybody, like, I mean, he was just going off, and I'm like, they trying to calm him down, then he just, I just was like, move the fucking truck, because if they fuck around, get to fighting, get to shooting, whatever, I don't want my dog get hurt. Cause my dog was hanging out the window, like, even my dog wanted to fight. I'm like, Lord, I ain't got time for it. I don't got time. And my dog was not playing. My mom was like, why you ain't get no puppy? I was like, I mean, I love puppies, but they didn't have a puppy, so I got him. He's a good dog. But other than that, so I don't know if they're going to open the movie theaters down here for us, down here in Virginia. I really don't know, but I'm going to keep you guys updated about what's, you know, been opening back up since, you know, we in September now. I don't know what phase we in now because obviously, you know what I'm saying, certain stuff still not open, but I heard Busch Gardens is open. I don't know for sure, but I'm about to actually look it up to see what's going on. So, because I'm definitely trying to go, but I can't go unless I have a way out there. Okay, so they are open. So they still open from 9 to 5 p.m. So, yes, Busch Gardens is back open. I cannot wait to actually go because I've never been there before, so they are open. Stay open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Monday, Tuesday, they close, but they open from Saturday to Sunday, which is awesome. And I don't know if Kings and Men are open. I'm not sure. I always go to Kings and Men, but we're going to find out.
because Kings Dominion is still temporarily closed. Wow. They just said cracked teeth, gross gums, dentists are seeing a surge of problems, and the coronavirus pandemic is likely to blame. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I need to actually brush my teeth 4 times a day. Anyway, what I'm going to say, I don't know if we're going to have the state fair. I don't know. I really don't know. Somebody find out. Okay, COVID-19 precautions and updates. Let's see. Virginia. Let's see. Okay, it says, why is the state fair is not taking place and its hours were spent on the decision? So it says the Virginia State Fair 2020 has been canceled. So, yes, we're not having the state fair this year, which is stupid. So the state fair, they're doing a drive-in. No, they're doing a drive-in food event, and it's from September 24th to October the 23rd. I mean, October the 3rd, 2021. So it's gonna come back around 2021. Far as with the state fair. State fair this year, which is stupid. I wanted to go so bad. Yep, so it's now stupid. So far as with the Halloween now, I want to know how many people are still going to be trying to participate in the Halloween festivities. Me, myself, I want to be in the house if I'm not working. And I'm just going to be in here looking at movies and eating a little candy and, you know, just enjoying myself. But, yeah, y'all. It's crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and finish relaxing right now. I'm watching YouTube. I'm watching Remy Ashton. Also, I'm also a YouTuber as well. My name on YouTube is Gemini Chanel. Make sure you like, hit that notification bell, and subscribe to my channel on YouTube to get more content and, you know, more of me. And I'm definitely going to work on more daily vlogs so y'all guys can actually see what do I do besides showing what I bought from the mall and stuff like that. So I want you guys to actually get to know the real me on YouTube. So I'm definitely going to be working on better content and more daily vlogs of myself. And I'm also going to try to vlog while I'm actually doing a podcast. So I'm going to try to enjoy full content of me and all that stuff. So right now, I'm currently going to start do some Christmas shopping online. And I will get back on here maybe later on tonight if I don't go to sleep. So yes, y'all, I'm going off air. I will get back on air soon. Thank you guys. I love you. Shout out to all my listeners. And I'll see you guys in a little bit. Peace.